This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1934. Figure out how to crack the code with this English phrasal verb.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Are you often confused? It's a good sign to be curious and always learning. In this episode, you'll learn how to use figure out to discover things and people. Listen in for high-level English today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Aubrey, what's shaking?
Hi, Lindsay. I am great. How are you?
Awesome. So I got a question for you today.
Okay.
So what is something that you have figured out recently?
Oh, this is fun. I could not find the remote control to our television. And I figured out that there's an app so I can use my phone as the remote. So I'm so glad because my kids, like, I don't even know. They'll like take it upstairs. They'll hide it in the couch cushion. Oh. So this is very helpful that now I can just use my phone, this app. That's a really good thing for me to figure out.
That's so funny. Lots of problems with remotes. You know what I mean? They can be very, even when you do have the remote itself, it's like, which one? You have three remotes. Which one do you even use? It can be very stressful.
It's so true. I know you guys are feeling our pain out there if you have multiple remotes. I remember when they tried to come up with the universal remote and you can have all of them on one, but I feel like that never worked that well.
Did that really solve the problem? No, it made it more complex. So. So today's episode is based on a listener question from our YouTube channel. Aubrey, this episode's on YouTube, so our listeners should definitely head over there so they can see us interacting on video. What do you think?
Yes. And I think that's the best way to interact with us. It's the easiest place to leave a comment on the episode. Let us know what you thought about the episode, what it's like in your culture. Use the vocabulary we taught and example sentences. Leave a comment there.
Yeah, I am super excited. So do we have a question to read from this particular listener?
Yeah. So this was a comment that was left on YouTube, but from Angri Pratama. And here is the question. Listening to the All Ears English podcast really worked out to level up my English fluency. I love that. Do you mind explaining the phrasal verb figure out on your upcoming podcast, since that phrasal verb is confusing? What a good question. I love that it's very specific. One phrasal verb, such a great episode.
I know. I feel your pain here for our listener, right? Figure out. It is a little bit complicated, but we're going to break it down and make it simple for our listeners. I'm excited to get into this.
Yes, let's dive in. There's two ways we use it, really. Figure out is figure something or someone out. So we're going to split this and first talk about that first one, figuring something out, which means to solve a problem or discover an answer.
Right. Okay. So here's a sample sentence, guys. So can you figure out this problem? I'm stumped. right?
Yes. Or mm-hmm. I can't figure out how to fit everything into my schedule. So yes. That means like, I can't solve this. I can't discover the answer, but native English speakers are much more likely to use this phrasal verb.
Mm-hmm. I know that in other English classes or maybe other episodes in the past, we've talked about the difference between find out and figure out. You know what I mean? And maybe that'd be something to throw in here for our listeners. Yeah, I think find out is when we receive information about something, but figure out takes on a more active kind of stance. Would you agree with that, Aubrey?
Absolutely, right? You can find out information because someone tells it to you. Yeah. You have to actively do something to figure out a solution or an answer.
Yeah. So we're really active when it comes to this. For, you know, today we're really honing in on figure out, but we're super active. We're looking for information when it comes to figure out. Okay, good.
Exactly. And then the second way we use this is to understand a person, to figure someone out. Mm. This is a little bit, it's a little different.
This one's a little more high level, I think. You know what I mean?
But we do use it a lot, right?
Yes. If you,
for example, I can't figure her out. That means like, sometimes there are behaviors or words that I'm not sure what she means, or I'm not sure her intention. So I would say, I can't quite figure her out. I don't really understand her.
Yeah, I think this probably happens a lot in early stage dating when people are just dating for the first time. Mm-hmm. And people do strange things, say strange things that are based on their own personalities, and they don't get the person, right? So this is something that you might say when you're just dating someone for the first time. I can't figure him out, or I can't figure
you get a couple
out.
Of strange text messages, or maybe they don't respond to a text for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then you talk to them about it and they're like, oh, no, there's no problem. And you might say this. Oh, I can't quite figure them out.
Yeah, because everyone has a different texting style. Some people feel like they want to text every day with someone that they just met. Other people say, no way, that's too much. You know,
exactly. That's something you have to figure out about each person, right? For each person you're texting, you have to figure out what it's like for them.
Yeah. And it's important to look at the grammar here, Aubrey, right? So we can use all kinds of different ways of setting up the grammar, the time tense on this. For example, I've been trying to figure him out. I've been trying, right? The past progressive. I love it.
Exactly, right? There's so many different options here, because if you think about grammar, is all about what was the time. Mm-hmm. So depending on what you're trying to say, there might be a different grammar form. You might say, okay, I've figured her out, right? So now we have present perfect. I've got her figured out, or I've figured her out.
Ooh, I've got her figured out. I love that one. Again, super native and natural. So maybe you guys are only used to using figure something out, like solve a problem. I can't figure out this remote. That's step one. That's level one for you guys. Now let's think about the people in your life that you can't quite understand. Right now, as you're listening, make some sample sentences. Right?
Yes, for yourself. I love that. And we can use that got with things too, right? If you're trying to solve a problem and you finally figured it out, like my remote, now I've got it figured out.
Ooh, right? So high level. Anything else?
Yeah. So we want to make sure you guys are aware you're going to see this word figure elsewhere. It has many meanings. Just to go through them quickly, figures means numbers. Hear this a lot with math. Counting up all the figures. Figure is also a body shape to talk about someone's figure. Mm-hmm. It also means to think. Where I grew up in my regional dialect, we say this a lot, like, how do you figure? Meaning, how did you determine that? Or, you know, we just use it to mean.
I like it. It sounds cool.
Right? I figure we're going to go out later. And it might sound a little strange depending on where you're from.
Let me just dig in here. So when I say that, how do you figure? Am I asking how'd you come up with that? Like, what's your thought process behind that?
Yeah, sort of, right? But really it just means what makes you think that?
Okay,
right?
What makes
if someone's
you think
saying,
that?
I think she's unkind, something like that. You might be like, how do you figure? Meaning, why do you think that? But it is a little bit like what you said, Lindsay. I'm wanting to know what's happened to create that thought process for you.
Yes, I love it. Or figure in. Now, this is a phrasal verb, and it's to be a noticeable part of something. Okay, so let's give a sample sentence. Aubrey, do you have one?
Yeah, this figures into our plan. You're going to hear this a lot in business English. It means it's a noticeable part of it. So if you're talking about your marketing strategy, you could say our marketing strategy figures into our ultimate goal. You're saying it's a big, important part of it.
I love how this, you know, look at this, guys. It's not just about formal business phrases, figure out, figure in. These can all be used in the business world because you want to be seen as a human being in business, right? Not a computer, not a machine.
Right. Absolutely. And phrasal verbs are one of the best ways to do that because they are a little bit more informal. To use a phrasal verb is more native, more natural.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, Aubrey, let's let our listeners know exactly how to do this. I know our listeners love role plays. So shall we try one?
Yes, this is a fun one. You and I are shopping together for a friend's birthday in this role play.
Okay, let's go for it. Here we go. So I've been trying to figure out what to get him, but I have no clue.
He's hard to shop for. I think I've got him figured out, though. He likes to research anything he buys. So let's get him a gift card.
Great idea. Now we just have to figure out which gift card to buy. Oh, some people can be so hard to shop for.
This is my husband. Oh my goodness. If he wants something that we can afford, he just buys it.
Oh,
and
wow.
He wants to like research something first and know that it's the right thing. It's what he wants. So I've decided I can't buy anything. I'm just going to let him choose it for himself.
Yeah, that's interesting. What about experiences? You could always give him experiences, experience gifts, a weekend
yes.
away somewhere, something like
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. Right. That's the better because I can't buy him anything that he would want to like research and figure out the right one. But experiences are always a good idea for sure.
All right, let's go through this here. So first I said, I've been trying to figure out what to get him. So again, this goes back to the first usage, right, Aubrey?
Exactly. I've got this problem that I'm trying to solve. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yes. What else?
And then I said, I think I've got him figured out though, meaning the person, right?
I've realized
I've come to understand the best way to shop for this person. And maybe it's just to get a gift card.
Yeah. And this is the super high level way to use this that I think is quite interesting when we say this, right? I've figured him out. I've got him figured out. Okay.
Yes, and there's no negative connotation here, right? There's nothing negative about figuring someone out or being figured out by someone. It just means you understand them. You've gotten to know them better and you understand something about them.
100%. Like to crack the code to each person. Everyone has their own weird quirks. Everyone interprets the world in a different way. So it's like you've cracked the code to this person, right?
Exactly. I love it. And then last one, you said, now we just have to figure out which gift card to buy, which again, you just have this tiny problem that you need to solve. So it would actually be kind of strange to say, now we have to solve the problem of figuring out which gift card to buy. No, right?
No.
The best way to express this is now we got to figure out which gift card to buy.
I mean, sometimes there's really only one thing you can say. There's one word for that situation, and that is the one. All right. I love it. Guys, if you are loving Allers English, make sure you hit follow, right? Hit that follow button in your podcast player, wherever you are listening now, which could be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or even YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube today, hit the subscribe button. Aubrey, what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Yes, you guys should be using this phrasal verb. It's extremely native and natural, both at work in business English and with friends, family. We use it all the time. It's much less formal. It's a great way to build connection, to be a little more informal.
Yeah, guys, life is all about cracking the code to each person and each situation, figuring things out, right? I feel like I'm confused 90% of the time.
Always something to figure out.
There's always things. Such as life is just like there's always an endless sea of new things to learn and understand and figure out. But I think that's kind of normal, Aubrey. What do you think? That's a good sign, right?
Yes, I agree. Right? If you didn't have anything to figure out, that sounds like a kind of a boring existence.
A boring life.
You're not discovering enough about the people you know and love or the things in your life if you never have anything to figure out.
Exactly. Life is better if we're curious. So now you guys have the words to express that you're curious or express that you have figured someone out. Good stuff, Aubrey. I'll see you in the next episode very soon. Have a good
one. Awesome. See you next time.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.